This is the World Radio Paris series on digital and online urban states, dosing up on well-being and street art around Paris.
Episode 7.
In the first part of our Paris Greeters series, we met Jean-Claude, a resident of Montmartre who shows visitors his version of Paris. In the second segment, we learned why the official tourism office thinks programs like this are so important. And for this third and final installment of our Paris Greeters series, we're going to explain how you too can become a local greeter. But first, do you fulfill the requirements? Do you like strolling? Yes? Check. Got time to offer in the week or at weekends? Yep. Check. Enjoy exchanging ideas? Check. Meeting new people? Why not? Yeah. Check. Got language skills? Yep. Check. Okay. Done. So, you want to become a Paris greeter. Here's Jean-Claude, who heads up the Paris Volunteer Network to help flesh out any questions. More than anything, Paris greeters are flâneurs and masters of the stroll. The best of them can also improvise as they go.
But generally, we don't show people the touristic place. We show all around all the places that they wouldn't have seen by themselves. Generally, it's between 2 and 3 hours. It happened already that I stay all the day with the greeter. We have lunch and we continue and we finish at 7 o'clock. There is no... when we start a stroll, we have no time and no obliged program. For example, I know I have a general way, but sometimes I change because I... Sometimes we receive people, they arrive just in Paris with the jet lag. I told them, I see you. If you are tired, tell me. We stop half an hour. We take a coffee, and then we continue, or we stop if you are.
Think of these afternoon and morning strolls as simply showing a few friends your favorite places.
He's not a professional guide. He's working in a computer about computer. He's a project manager, and so he told me, I'm very happy to make a stroll with visitors. Because it's a way to speak friendly. He's always receiving people angry because the computer doesn't work or it's late to set up a new application. And so I say, oh, it's good when the weekend is coming, I receive visitors very happy to see Paris.
Being retired or underemployed suddenly becomes a great opportunity to connect up with visitors who'll really appreciate hearing about the pockets of Paris dear to you.
Because, I don't know, when you are at 70, if they can, most of people can work and explain things, and sometimes they are living alone, and so they say, I have no people, I'm not working, I have no people to speak, and it's a good occasion for them to see people, to exchange ideas.
Unlike the larger tours guide companies, strolls are unique and set up to suit the itinerary that fits both greeter and visitor.
That we have developed to match the request from the visitor and the disponibility of the volunteer. Sometimes people are coming in Paris for only a weekend and they say, I can't stay more than 2 hours because I have already booked, for example, a guided tour in the Louvre. So, okay, we work 2 hours and I let you when you want. And sometimes they say, we have nothing to do, we stay 2 weeks in Paris, we have time. If you want to show us something else, it's okay. I think I have more contact, for example, than a professional guide, because when he has a group of 20 people, he can't speak with all. And on the contrary, when I have 2 or 3 people, I can spend, 1 hour in a coffee speaking and exchange ideas.
And given that the City of Light attracts visitors from all over the world, there's also an increased demand for greeters who speak languages other than French and English.
But some of the greeters are speaking only French, so they can receive other French people from other parts of France or people from Canada. Or we have, of course, people from other countries who are speaking French. And we have most of the greeters are speaking English, but some are speaking Spanish, Italian, German. And, now we are looking for people speaking Russian, Chinese and Japanese because we have, but only few.
Currently, there are 300 greeters in Paris who offer tourists a local's view of the city.
And now we are also proposing stroll for the city around Paris, the suburb, because in fact in between Paris and the suburb there is no difference. And at the moment where you can go with the metro, we can propose tours, for example, Issy les Moulineaux in the southwest of Paris, Saint-Ouen in the north, or Montreuil in the east, in all parts of Paris. It's only example. We have other propositions. And I think it's good also to see the real life of Parisian people.
If you like what you've heard so far, here's a few parting thoughts. The Paris Greeter's motto is Parisien for a day, a Parisien forever, or Parisien d'un jour, Parisien toujours. So, if you'd like to help a few tourists become a Parisien forever, get the bigger picture at www.parisgreeters.fr. For Urban States and World Radio Paris, this is Out Urban Arts Boy. For Urban States next time on WRP, it's Destination London, where Paris-based visual artist Bertrand Lavière unveils his new sculpture nicknamed Fountain. And here's the bigger picture from bands Stone Away, taken from their 4AD release, Tales from Terra Firma.
But if you haven't seen the people you have come from, then you haven't seen the person you've become. In the bigger picture,